Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
A new report carried out by the Economic and Social Research Institute has found that the nursing home sector here is increasingly reliant on a small number of profit-driven international operators. The report, which looks at developments in the sector since the COVID-19 pandemic, shows that 38% of all long-term residential care beds are now operated by 15 medium to large operators, 14 of which are private equity funded. Overall, 336 bed spaces were lost over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. Laura Fletcher reports.
This ESRI report identifies marked shifts in the supply of long-term residential care beds in Ireland. Some small rural private providers ceased operating and 693 beds in public care homes were closed. By way of contrast, Dublin, Kildare, Louth, Meath and Waterford saw bed numbers increase, driven by the opening of large homes boasting up to 150 beds by large private equity funded owners and operators. Now 15 operators with 5 homes or more operate 38% of available beds, and with more homes planned, that figure looks set to climb higher by the end of the year. The report noted that many of the larger operators are recent entrants to the Irish market, financed by international private equity. It said their newfound dominance in the sector had the potential to impact prices and the operators' profit motives, their decisions to operate in high-demand areas, which could exacerbate existing inequalities.
The Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, will this morning bring legislation to Cabinet to give effect to the government decision taken before Christmas to reduce welfare payments for new arrivals from Ukraine. It's expected that legislation will be moved in the Dáil next week, and it's likely to be passed by the Oireachtas before the end of the month. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Ukrainians arriving here in the coming weeks will receive an expense allowance of €38.80 a week, which is down from the current job seekers rate of €232 per week. The legislation will also mean that those receiving the new weekly payment will be required to engage with the Department of Social Protection's Public Employment Service. There they will receive training and skills to support them into jobs. Under the changes, those arriving from Ukraine will only get a place in state accommodation for 90 days. A long-term plan around asylum accommodation is currently being drafted, and it is expected to go to Cabinet in the coming weeks. Among the options under consideration is a proposal that those in public accommodation over a long period could be asked to make a contribution towards the cost. Almost 104,000 people from Ukraine have come to Ireland since the outbreak of the war with Russia.
Public sector pay talks are set to resume today at the Workplace Relations Commission, after adjourning before Christmas without agreement. Unions had expressed concern and disappointment at the slow pace of negotiations and have threatened industrial action if a new pay deal is not agreed. If a new agreement can be reached, it would mean a pay increase for 385,000 public servants. An Irish pharmaceutical medical development group is to create 300 new jobs in South Dublin. The Medicine Accelerator Campus is to invest €100 million to expand its operation in Cherrywood. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
APC and its sister firm VLE Therapeutics work with pharma companies to quickly develop and manufacture medicines and bring them to market. Currently, the Irish-owned group is developing over 35 medicines in areas such as oncology, respiratory disease, Alzheimer's and HIV. Now it's investing €100 million in expanding its facilities in Cherrywood in South Dublin, creating a medicine accelerator campus. The investment will lead to the creation of 300 new highly skilled jobs to add to the 300 people who already work for the firm. The news has been welcomed by the Minister for Enterprise, Simon Coveney, and by Enterprise Ireland, which has supported the business's growth. It comes as Enterprise Ireland revealed that net employment at its client firms grew by just over 5,000 last year to a record 225,500 in what it said was a very challenging year for businesses.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet Israeli officials today as part of his ongoing visit to the Middle East. The visit is part of efforts to stop the war in Gaza spreading further in the region. Mr. Blinken has said he will press the Israeli government on the need to protect civilians and to ensure humanitarian aid is distributed to those in need in Gaza. United Airlines has said that it has found some loose bolts in need of additional tightening during inspections of its Boeing 737 MAX 9s. Inspections began after a section of the fuselage fell from an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 on Friday. Alaska has also said it has since found some loose hardware on some MAX 9s. A woman aged in her 50s has died following a two-car crash in County Sligo. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene of the crash at Dunmurry in Ballygawley shortly after 7:30 yesterday evening. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Cold and frosty to start this morning. Cloud will gradually break up with some good sunny spells developing across the country. Staying mainly dry, apart from the odd light shower in the far south. Generally light to moderate easterly breezes. But it's still rather cold, with temperatures struggling to reach just 2 to 5 degrees.